Okay, Shavuot Tov. We're in Perek Dal in Hilchos Yibum V'Chalitza, and we should finish this parak today. It's a very, very long parak. This entire parak deals with the mitzvah of Chalitza. So the Rambam in the first half already described the specifics. And now in the Lacha Tezayin, picking up from things that are Makiv, these are issues that if a person, or conditions that if a person tries to perform Chalitza, the Chalitza would not be good. So Lacha Tezayin, he says, Chalitza Balayla, you can't do Chalitza at night. You didn't have the required three, rather you had two people that you did a chalitza in front of. Or let's say you did chalitza in front of three, but one of the three was a relative, for example, or a puzzle. Or let's say the shoe, with the laces, the straps of it were tied above the knee. Or for instance, let's say he untied the shoe and she removed it, or she untied the shoe and he removed it. Ocean is scab the hevel and scab and who? Or let's say he had, she had kavana and he didn't in this whole chalitza thing. Ocean is scab and who blown is scab the he, or vice versa. V'chein katana shechaltza l'gadol. Or for instance, if a girl is under the age of 12, she does chalitza for an adult male. In all these situations, chalitza sapsula. In these situations, what they call it? The chalitza's pasul. Okay, let's say she does chalitza in front of an individual, right? And even if it's, let's say, done privately, meaning, let's say it was him, her, and one person, it's obviously a chalitza that's possible. Okay, but let's say you have a situation of someone who's a deaf mute, a mentally incompetent, or underage, they did chalitza. As well as somebody who you do chalitza to, who is pater from chalitza yibum, of course, that would not register as any type of chalitza at all. The Rambam is going to explain these terms soon, by the way, because there's a little inconsistency with the Rambam saying, as we'll see soon. Alachi Yitzayin, he says, yavam shiragla ha-yamanis chasucha. Let's say you have a situation where the brother, okay, let's say he's missing his right leg, okay? He should not use his left leg for chalitza. And let's say he went ahead, had the shoe on, she took the shoe off, did the whole removing shoe ceremony on his left leg. Chalitza sapsula. That would be a pasul chalitza. Now, haisa raglo akuma la'achor. Okay, let's say literally means is that, let's say he's bow-legged, like his legs touch each other. Oh, hafucha al tzida. Or let's say the foot is turned to the side. Or let's say he always walks on the tips of his toes. Then he can't do chalitza. Because the person who does chalitza, or the person that chalitza, he's engaged in doing chalitza, he must be able to push his heel down onto the ground. This person can't do that. And if somebody has this issue, and chalitza is done with them, their chalitza is psula. Okay, lacha yuchas. Now, v'yavama shiadea chatuchos. But let's say you have a yavama, this is the widow now. Let's say her hands are cut off, right? Meaning that she's unable to, what do you call it, use her, obviously she has no hands, she can't use her hands to remove the shoe, right? Choletza sechatchila v'alfilu b'shineha, right? Shenol nomar v'chaltza b'yada. So it's interesting. She can actually do chalitza even if she wants to use her teeth. She can figure out some way to get the straps off, right? So it doesn't say v'chaltza biyada, rather it says v'chaltza, as she simply has to do chalitza. Now chaltza b'minal shalbeged. Now as we saw before, if she does chalitza on a shoe that's made out of, let's say, cloth, right? Ain't a chalitza. That's not good chalitza. Aval im chaltza b'minal she'enol eke. But let's say she did chalitza on a shoe that had no heel. That would be, shahaya tafa repishnam. Or let's say the shoe had in it threads that were sewn out of linen. Okay. Shahaya minal shel sear, shel siv, shel sha'am, shel aids. Or let's say the shoe was made out of all these different kind of materials, like whatever, cork, wood, etc. All these situations. Shahaya minal gadol she'eno yachol halechba. Or let's say the shoe was too big to the point where he couldn't walk in it. Let's say it's too small, the shoe's too small that most of his foot wouldn't fit into it. Right? Or let's say, it's the shoe is torn and doesn't cover most of the foot, or let's say the bottom sole part is open, that doesn't, the majority of the foot can't fit in. In all these situations, the chalitzasa is psula. The chalitza would be possible. Okay, lachi yates. Now comes cases that would be okay. Chalitza b'sandal sha'etz. Let's say a chalitza was done with a shoe made out of wood, umechupa or, and covered with leather, o shahaisa karka osav or, ulechayav shalsear. Let's say the soles are made out of leather, but the sides are made out of like a hair. O shechalitza sandal shasmal me'al ragli amanis. Let's say, I'm just going to be tricky how this would work out, but let's say he's wearing the left shoe on the right foot and she took it off. O shalo haya min al shalo. Let's say it's not his shoe. O shahaya min al gadol shiachol halach bo. It's an oversized shoe, but he could walk in it. O katan shechofer rov raglo. Or let's say it's too small, but it covers most of his foot. O nifram shechofer rov ragel. Or it's torn, but it covers most of his foot. O nafecha shemakabra rov ragel. Or the sole is torn, but enough that it covers the majority of his foot. In all these situations, chalitzatza kshira. Okay, now the Rambam goes back to what it called, just review the language here. The Rambam says that, what's it called? Sandal hamuskar, okay, the hamukhlat v'shavodazar. So let's say you have a shoe that, let's say, has saras on it, okay, or it's one that was used for, what it called, used as a false deity, as an avodazar. Okay, so in such a situation, you should not use such a shoe for chalitza. However, but if you did use this type of shoe, the chalitza will be kasher. Even though it's asur to get benefit from it. But let's say it's a shoe that, what do you call, that was used as an offering to a avodah zarah, or it was a shoe that was worn in Ir Nidachas, Oshanasin Lameshi Kabrabo. Let's say it's made for a corpse before you, for in order to bury it. Im Chalitzabo Chalitzasa Psula. It's interesting. In these cases, if Chalitza is done with this kind of shoe, the Chalitza is Pasul. Shara'ina Omer Lahalachbo. Because ultimately, again, the lach is the shoe's not made to be walked in. Even though it looks like a functional shoe, it won't be, it won't, it was never meant to function as a shoe for walking. Now, kara haminal mal raglo, okay? Let's say the Yavama tears the shoe off the guy. Osha sarfaso, or she decides to burn it off. Osha haya lavush shneiman alin, v'chaltza elyon. Or let's say he's wearing two shoes, and she takes off the outer shoe, okay? Afapi shakara tachton, right? Even if the bottom one was ripped, achin is gal saraglo, to the point where his foot was exposed, but it wasn't ripped off. Hare zu chalitza psula. This would also be considered a pasul chalitza. Okay, halacha beis. Yavama she'achla shom v'gargir k'yotze behen. Midvarim she'mar ben esarot. So what's the situation here? Let's say the Yavama comes in, put in today's term, she's chewing gum, okay? What do you call it? And chewing gum, by doing so, she is now increasing the amount of spit that's in her mouth. V'haya rok zov mipia. And now, like, the spittle is like coming out of her mouth. It's like so much saliva that's dripping down her chin. Ain't a club, right? That's not considered a good spit. Adshi harok ma'atzma. It has to be that the spit is produced naturally. So you can't use, she can't use an external mechanism to create the spit. It must be natural born spit. Allah Rav Gimel. Now, let's say rakaka dum. Let's say she spit out blood. Oh, shahaya shoses mipia. Let's say there was blood dripping out of her mouth, enoklum, okay? This doesn't bother us. Avaim matasa virakaka kasha. Now, this is interesting. Let's say she cut her hand. She sucked on the wounds, okay? And then in her mouth now she has blood and spit, right? And she spits that out. She efshar ledam shenematzeis below tiksuche rok. Because we'd say it's good because it's impossible that the blood was sucked out without some spit in there. It wasn't pure blood that went into her mouth. Rakaka the kaltaso haruach kodem shegia lekeneged panav. Okay, let's say she built up a big wad of spit and she spit it out, and at the spit's in midair and the wind comes and blows it away before it hits his face. Gon shahaisa aruka b'hukatzar ain't a klum. So, for example, let's say she's very short, she's very tall. Let's say he's very short. Okay, so let's say in that case she went to go spit and it went over his head. Okay, doesn't count. Vim achar shehigia leneged panav. Okay, let's say the wind comes what do you call it? Right after it gets to his face, and right before it comes and blows it away, right? It got to his face already. It's kosher. Even though it hasn't landed on the ground, that would be considered good. So let's say it hit him and bounced down. Okay. And also, if the dianim don't actually see the spit leave, the mouth, her mouth, that would still be considered kosher. Okay, now chalitza mutas psula. Okay, now let's say you did chalitza, under false, under false pretenses. Okay, with mistakenly. So what's a case like that? How do you do an erroneous chalitza? Ketzad. You go in she'amru lo, okay, chalitzla, v'kach ata konsa. Let's say, for example, the Yavam is told as follows. Give me very bad advice here. Do chalitza, right? Because chalitza will make her, then you can go ahead and marry her. Oh, she'amru lo, chalitzla, or someone said to her, do chalitza, shizu mitzvahi, right? Because it's a mitzvah. Ve'inam avsedes lacha klum, and you don't lose any rights. Then ratisa akakach liyavim, and if you want to do yibam afterwards, tiyavim, you can do the yibam. Basically, he's being misled insofar as what chalitza actually is. Avayim hitahu, but let's say this mistake occurred. Amrulo chalutzla amanash atitem lach masayim zuz. While tonight kafakach, let's say he was advised, go ahead and do chalitza for her, but on condition she give you 200 zuz. Okay. Avapish lo nosna, right? Velo niskayima tanai. Even if, let's say, she didn't fulfill that condition, she didn't give him 200 zuz, for example. That it's interesting. This would actually be considered a good chalitza because his intention was to go ahead and do the chalitza. Now, hamoser moda al chalitza. Now, remember, this is always about a person, the man issuing what's called a protest. If he protests the chalitza, chalitza subsula. Therefore, the fikach royal dayanin lomar lo levatal hamoda kederek shosim beget. Just like by get, we want to make sure that protests are erased, so to speak. We don't want protests to emerge. So too, the dayanim tell the yavu beforehand, make sure there are no protests going forward. Lachzu Yisrael v'hikohu ad shechalatz. Now let's say Jews come along and beat the guy up until he does chalitza. Im kedinasu chalitza sokshera. If basically they're operating under the legal system, meaning they have legal justification for beating the guy up, do chalitza, then it's good. Then shaloka dinasu, but let's say they weren't following the law and beating him up. Kagon shato, let's say they made a mistake. Oshahayu had yoto, so they were the common people. Chalitza subsula. Then the chalitza is considered under duress and therefore will be possible. Vimagoyim ansu ma'atzma, but let's say the non-Jews come along and decide to force the guy to do chalitza, right? Imaya din, right? No save, shayachlitz chalitza subsula. Even if the halacha was that he should do chalitza, it's considered possible. Vim shaloka din in a chalitza. Right, but if they're not acting according to what they call it, they're supposed to do, it's not it's in a chalitza. So it's interesting. Now the Rama finally explains what the terms in a chalitza mean. Okay, he says, Halacha chafav, kol makom shamarnu in a chalitza. Every time we say that the chalitza is not a chalitza, oh lo asa klum, or he didn't do anything, oh in a klum, or it's nothing. Okay, harehi ki'ilo lo nechlatza lo, right? It's as if he didn't do chalitza at all. The lo nesru alav, see, the other hand, it doesn't mean that chalitza was possible. It's just like he didn't do any chalitza. And therefore, lo nesru alav krovoseya. And therefore, he's not usher to her relatives. Lo nifsla minakuna, she's not possible from marrying a Kohen. Umuteras li yisavin. And she can go ahead and still perform Yibum. The kol makam shamarno chalitzasa psula, when we say the chalitza was actually possible, nesru alav krovoseya. Then the relatives are usher to him. The nifsla minakuna, she's usher to the Kohen. The nesra ala achin, she can't marry the brothers. She can't do yibum. And she cannot marry anyone else. So after a chalitza psula is done, she's basically stuck until the chalitza is done properly. Okay. Now, of course, let's say she went ahead and violated this precept and went ahead and got married. She's still do a chalitza kshera. Vitachas violet. She stays married. They might see an osam yado, and she doesn't have to get divorced in that situation. Okay, lacha chavches. Okay, yavama should gadla bina achim. Interesting case. Let's say the yavama grew up among her brother-in-laws. Okay, that was where she grew up, right? Meaning that she's married to brother one, to Reuven, and she ends up living in the same house as Shimon Levi and Yehuda. Harezu muteres lehiz yavim. She's allowed to go ahead and do yibo. Bein chol shela shema chalza leechamahen bein olveinu b'nisal leyan. We don't suspect that she went ahead and did chalitza with one of them, and therefore she'd be usher to marry them. This is interesting, okay? If we see it one time that she took off the shoe of one of her brothers, nifsala, right? That's it. She's out. Shemen is kavna the chalitza, because it's possible that she had the intention to do chalitza, and then the tzricha chalitza ksher, at least liyatir lazar. And then because she did a chalitza psula, she would now need a chalitza kshera to then marry a non-brother. Okay, so she has to be very careful to never, what do you call, take the shoe off or be seen taking the shoe off of one of her brothers. Yeah, go ahead, Ron.
The previous halacha, I think you said that if she goes ahead and gets married, that he can still do chalitza and she doesn't have to leave the second husband?
Yeah.
If there are children before she does chalitza, are they mamzerim?
No, they won't be mamzerim. They won't be mamzerim. Yeah. Okay. I thought you were going to comment on how careful you need to be to not to never take the shoe off in such a situation. Okay. There goes the story of Cinderella. Okay, halacha of test. Get chalitza, okay, sh'anu kosvin. Okay, now it's actually, we're going to be able to, I don't know if that's good or bad, skip a little bit here because the Rambam is going to bring down a lot of text, okay, that we're not have to read over. The first thing he's going to bring down is the contract or the document, the shtar of chalitza. Now remember, these are basically, there's no chiv to have these documents. Rather, they were written for legal record. So get chalitza sh'anu kosvin, okay, so the get chalitza that we write, eino ela maisa beznin, right, k'dei she'a biyada raya sh'nechlitza. It's simply it's proof that she had chalitza done. Vena dayanan cholson ella im ke makirin. Now the dayanim can never go ahead and do chalitza unless they know both the yavam and the yavama. Lefikach mishiro zosha nechlitza. So therefore, the person who witnessed chalitza taking place kosvim la get chalitza. He, the person who witnessed it, okay, can go ahead and write the get chalitza afish in a makirin, even if he doesn't recognize them. Shazuhi bastoni veishistoni v'zesha chalitza echav. The most important thing in this point is that the dayanim know who they are, but not necessarily, let's say, the stenographer. The stenographer does not need to know the individuals. So in Halacha Lamed, the Rambam is not going to list exactly what the text of the Get Chalitza is. And basically, all this is, in Aramaic, reviewing everything we've done, reviewed in these halachas so far. Okay? So we're going to skip down to Halacha Lamed Aleph. Okay? The Rambam says, Uma'idin alav, right? So what else is included in there? We also include that, sorry, one second. The three judges, Oshnaim in Ashlosha, or two of the three, Oshnaim Shiro Chalitza, or two saw the Chalitza, Afa Pish Ena Dayanin, if they're not Dayanin, Shechalta Fnan Kamosh Biyarna, right? Even if they're not, they can all give testimony that it took place. The Afil Isho Evid Akatan, Shumakir, Vinavon, Ne'emanilo. So we've seen this already. The same principles that apply in Gittin and Gerishin apply by Yibum and Chalitza as well, which basically is that even a woman or an Ebed or a Katan can testify that the Yibum, what it called, took place. Okay, excuse me, or that the Chalitza took place. Okay, so meaning if they make the claim that this is the Yavama, they identify the Yavama, Chalitza can take place based on a testimony. And of course, as we see, this is always not the same level as Eidus Midaraisa. She said, Davar ha'asuli galasu, just like everything else, this is something that we'll find out about eventually. It's basically a public record. Befshal leida, midas ha'davar, shalom ipien, right? We can find out exactly what actually happened or who the person is. Kenan shivyarda, v'sal tovos gerishin, just like the Rambam explained previously in Hilchos Gerishin. Now, then ratza ha'yavam liyavim. If the Yavam desires to go ahead and do Yibam, right, what should he do? Mekadesh, like we said before, he does that Kiddushin light ceremony, Umiyavim, and then the Kosev Laksuba Kamoshodana. And then he also has to write her Ksuba. Okay, so again, that now, it almost like this should have been in Lachalama Beis. Basically, at the end of Lachalama Af, the Rambam explains, when the Yavam wants a Yibam, he does the Kiddushin type ceremony and then writes her, and has to write her a Ksuba. And what kind of Ksuba? Vizel Nuchsa Ksuba's, Yavman Shinagaba'am. So we're not going to read the whole text. So basically, this ksuba mimics much of our regular ksuba. And that's what's written, what it called, for ksuba on what it called, for a human situation. And Halacha Lama Gimel continues with the names, everything has to be added in there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we can cruise all the way down to Halacha Lama Dal. Yeah, go ahead, Ron.
Just wanted to clarify, this ksuba, isn't it about the dead brother's property?
Yes, yes, and it's also quite long, but yes, yes. Okay, and let's, well, I guess, well, you know what? It'll be easier just to finish off with this halacha. The final halacha, Rama Dalid, the Rambam says, Vim hayak suvas almana. Okay, let's say this suva of Yibum is rewritten for a widow. Okay, then kosev ponis almanasa. Okay, you should always mention the woman's name as so and so the almana. Vimak suvas grusha. If it's a suva that's written for a grusha, kosev ponis a grusha. Right, same thing is written there. This woman, the grusha. Vehen yom haisa shvuya. If she was captured, kosev ponis a shvuya. Kedeshal yichshal b'kohen, so Cohen doesn't make a mistake in marrying her. The kosev yahavu lichi marichi kesev zuze mea deinun mezuze kaspa tracer palga dechazu lechi. And what you write in these situations is that I'm giving you 100 zuz as the dowry, etc., etc. Fire lechav amad hey kishet kosvin get yavman oksuvas yavman. Okay, now this is important. We've finished a halacha before. When this get of yavam a yibam was written, or the ksuva of yibam was written. Now, misarte makam apsukim. Okay, so you don't actually write the where the psukim go, but rather you do sirtuk. Okay, which is where like you score them in. She'asher lechtov shlosh tevos below sirtuk. We've seen this halacha before. Not allowed to write three letters from the Torah without scoring underneath it. Right. So we know you need to have a scoring underneath to write three words from the Torah. Okay. So that's why the question always comes up: How do shuls with those stained glass, forget the stained glass window issue, how do they write the psukim in that stylistic way? It's supposed to always be in a straight line. Okay, v'yavama shechaltza, right? A yavam who does chalitza, muteres linasei biyom chalitzasa. She can actually get married the day she does chalitza. She'ainu chalitza, it's asha tashem tishyom, because we know she can't do chalitza, just like yibum, until 90 days have passed. Okay, let's stop here, and we will pick up halach, parakeh tomorrow.